Welcome to the ITB Travel Hero podcast. I'm Leah Jordan, a member of the Board of Experts for the ITB Berlin Convention. And today we're spending 300 seconds with the head of YouTube Culture and Trends EMEA at Google and a keynote speaker at the upcoming ITB Berlin Convention, Roya Seytuné. Roya, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Yes, me too. And I'd suggest we dive right into it. Roya, your journey to YouTube Culture and Trends has been anything but conventional. From teaching to journalism to running a startup, how does this unique background shape your approach to spotting cultural trends on YouTube today?
So you're absolutely right. My path has been pretty crazy to get here. But I think the common factor in everything that I've done in my career is that it's all about people and understanding people. So from teaching teenagers to working in a juvenile prison in South America to, yes, my startup, which was a matchmaking company, to being a journalist, all of it is about really trying to understand what makes people the people that they are. And once I joined this team, I realized that actually that's exactly what this role is. And I've been here now for 14 years. Everything before I would change quite regularly, but this is the one that has sustained my interest because I learn new stuff every single day and trying to understand how this amazing world works.
So with over 600 hours of content uploaded to YouTube every minute, staying ahead of the trends sounds like a massive challenge. So what can you share is one unexpected way you and your team decode what's truly shaping culture across different regions?
Yeah, it is really challenging, to be honest. We talk about this quite a lot as a team. Even though this is our profession, we find it really hard to keep up. So for other people, for brands, for users, it must be so, so difficult. But I would say try not to get overwhelmed by it, which is, it's easy to feel that there's just this constant news cycle, constant trend cycle. So you have to choose what you really care about. And I would say try and cut yourself some slack and focus on those things. But for me and for the team, something that we found super interesting in the last couple of years, we've seen this enormous growth in podcasts. And I think it just reflects a little bit of what we were saying, people trying to understand things. And, you know, podcasts give you the space to really deep dive on topics. So I think when people find the stuff that they're interested in, they then want to really understand them profoundly. And the growth of podcasts has been something that has been absolutely phenomenal to watch.
Right. I love to hear that, right? Because it's the contra picture to the short attention span of people.
Exactly. And it's actually something that I think is really interesting, something I'm going to talk about actually at ITB, about how this myth of us having short attention spans, actually, when people care about the topic, they really will listen for a long time. Like the average length of a podcast on YouTube is, I think, 47 minutes. And you see the retention on it. It's really, really good and consistent. And so find the topics that people care about and they will really listen.
So the reason we're talking is that you are joining us for ITB Berlin Convention upcoming in March. And you will have a keynote about cultural trends impacting video formats and marketing in global travel. And you already did a bit, but maybe you can expand on sneak peek. What's one surprising trend that's shaping how travelers engage with video content today?
Sure. I think for me, what has been really interesting, for a long time, we have been the second biggest search engine. So after Google, the place that people search for most is YouTube. But when you look at travel content, I hadn't realized, to be honest, until I really started focusing on research in preparation for this conference, of how much people were using video to plan their travel. And it makes sense. You know, you can read about things in an abstract way, but actually being able to see the hotel, to be able to see the beach, etc., is really something that people are doing. And I found myself doing that. We're going to Mexico in April, and we were trying to plan our trip. And actually, I was like, oh my gosh, well, let's just look at the places that we want to go to. And so the extent to which people are using video now to plan things is really phenomenal. But not just, you know, in that way, even for restaurant recommendations, for, you know, hotel recommendations, etc., video really brings things to life in a different way.
Absolutely. I mean, we can see it anywhere, right, in any channel. Video is coming up so much. So thank you so much, Roya, for joining us today for a sneak peek. I'm getting super excited. I can't wait for your keynote at ITB, Cultural Trends Impacting Video Formats and Marketing in Global Travel. So everyone, please do me a favor. Head to itb.com/convention, have a look at the program, find Roya's speaker profile, save her session, and make sure to meet her in Berlin. I'd say, Roya, I look so much forward to seeing you so soon in Berlin. Thank you again for joining.
Thank you so much for having me, and can't wait to see you then.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone, and see you in Berlin.